855. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Garrett.
And Allie.
Garrett's here courtesy of his website, freeconcord.org, is where he started his blogging here in New Hampshire. And he's, by the way, a New Hampshire native. As I understand it, having lived here since, the Concord area for quite a long time.
Since I was about 7 years old.
Yeah, so you can go and check out Garrett's blog, and he also blogs over at freekeen.com. He's one of the Robin Hooders. If you've seen any of the Robin Hooding coverage, you probably will recognize him. And, of course, Allie is here with us every Friday night.
That's
her
right.
Website is alpshow.com. We can talk more about that here in a little bit. Garrett, you brought in a pretty gross story tonight, or at least it's about a gross topic.
Sure.
Urinating in elevators. Apparently, it's a problem in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to have learned this was a problem.
You were there recently.
Yes, I was on the police accountability tour recently. We hit up, I was on the tour for five different cities. My friend Pete Ayer, who had been on the tour earlier with Jacob Crawford and done some more cities before that. But Atlanta was surprisingly, I'd say, had some of the sketchiest sites I've seen of all the places we went, including Chicago and Gary, Indiana, and Detroit. Sketchy as in undesirable-looking people with questionable motives coming up to you and asking you questions you may not want to answer, and very aggressive. There were homeless people every major city we went to, but some of the homeless panhandlers in Atlanta were the most aggressive and seemed to be like demanding money as opposed to just asking you to appeal to your sympathies. And I could see it. I was in one of these elevators that allegedly will be getting these urine detectors, and I could see how people urinating in there and defecating in there could be a problem.
Well, yeah, it's a city. It was the closest city to my hometown growing up, so I've been to Atlanta a couple times, and it's one of those places where you're, you know, driving down one of their streets, like a residential area, and one moment you'll feel like you're in the ghetto, and then like 2 seconds later you see mansions, and it's like back and forth, and it's just strange.
It was like that in you lived in Sarasota for a while, Garrett,
yeah,
when you were going to school there, and I grew up in Sarasota, Florida, which definitely had this in one section of town where on the west side of US 41, mansions, beachfront kind of properties, really expensive homes. And then as soon as you cross over that street, you're literally in, you know, the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, the ghetto territory. And it was just a striking contrast.
Well, the funny thing about Atlanta's different environments was I went to this one area that I thought would be the center of downtown near Five Points Park. And down there, it was the center of where you see high-rises and commercial buildings. Yeah, that's where there were a lot of homeless people. Didn't seem like anyone was really out enjoying themselves. Everybody was mostly begging for stuff. And this was the center of the city, so that wasn't where people were actually hanging out and going to restaurants. They were all closed by like 10 o'clock where all the big buildings are. Very unusual for a city.
So now the proposal is to put in urine detection units on their city elevators?
Yes, these are for the MARTA, which is the Metropolitan Area, Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. It's the subway system in Atlanta. I wasn't too pleased with the subway system. It took about an hour to get anywhere in Atlanta.
Wow.
And, yeah, there are these very large elevators, almost like freight elevators, that move people between different levels.
Like how many people could fit on one of these elevators?
20 to 30, maybe.
Okay.
And I guess in maybe late at night, one or two people may wander in there by themselves and use it as a toilet. So there are these some sort
of... Don't they have toilets in the subways? Like, aren't there bathrooms you can go in? Are they pay or something like that?
I would think that there are public toilets. I never had a problem finding
one. So they're just so wasted is basically what it is. These people are so S-face drunk that they stumble into the elevator. They're all alone and they just can't hold it, or they don't know where the bathrooms are or whatever, and they just... Go ahead.
And then they
go
come
there.
Out and they have, well, I guess they're, never mind. I was thinking, what I was picturing is like someone really having to go to the bathroom and like waiting too long and wetting themselves.
Peeing themselves.
But this sounds like they actually, like, intentionally
no,
pee
it's,
there.
No, it's certainly not uncommon for homeless, drunk people to urinate in public places. Common locations for this are like parking garage stairways and things
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now the MARTA is not announcing where in which elevators they're going to be putting these UDDs, the urine detection devices. But they are saying that that they have already made a difference. One person's been arrested. Mm-hmm. They were put in a month ago, so shortly after I left, I presume. And, yeah, they have new cameras in there and sensors that sound an alarm when urine is detected. It doesn't say if it's a chemical detection or a scent detection, but some sort of alarm goes off and those MARTA cops come to you.
Wow, that's weird. It reminds me of this book I was reading about, it was like segregation, and they had like a day when the black people could come and swim at the pool and that they would fill the pool. It was just fiction, and it ended up like not even ever being true, but that they would put some chemical in the pool that if you peed in the pool, it would like burn your legs and turn red and everyone would know.
Well, I think it's it will turn the pool, it'll turn it a certain color or something like that, right? So it's very detectable. If there's a lifeguard sitting outside the pool, they'd be able to see it.
But I remember part of the, I feel like this is all, this is just like in a book, and it was supposed to make you just think, man, those are really rough times for blacks, huh? But then it wasn't like, my understanding was that was just kind of a made up part of the story.
I am not sure.
But this is a real life version.
Yeah, allegedly these will cost $10,000 per elevator.
That's a lot of damn money. I don't know if this is going to stop anything. I mean, what is the idea here? Is the idea the word's going to spread among all the drunk crackhead community who I'm sure is really paying attention to the news? The word's supposed to get around that, hey, don't pee in the elevator? I mean, it seems very unlikely to me. Even if they've made an arrest, are they going to stop the man from peeing? I mean, how fast are the police going to respond? Is it, you know, if the elevator is moving, odds are good he's going to be done by the time the police get there, right?
There were a good number of these MARTA police, which are police that are specifically patrolling the subway systems. And actually, surprisingly, they were the only police that would really talk to us in Atlanta. Myself and Pete and some locals, we went out trying to interact with police, and almost always their response was just name, badge number, and the number of the supervisor. But the MARTA police were actually answering questions, so they probably deal with more people. They're dealing with more different types of people. But yeah, it sounds like one of their jobs will also be now arresting people for urinating after the alarms are sounded.
Have you guys ever seen the video by Roman Atwood on YouTube where they have it's the pee prank video?
I've
where
not
someone
seen
pretends to be urinating with a bottle?
So funny, yeah.
It's very good video.
So what they do, Allie, is they've got a water bottle, you know, just like a standard off-the-shelf water bottle that you'd buy at the grocery store, convenience store. They poke a hole in the cap on the water bottle. I don't know with what, but just a small hole. And then they go to public locations, like a sidewalk somewhere, and the dude has the water bottle, and he just kind of hunches over as though he's urinating, and he just squeezes the bottle so a stream of water emits from his crotch area. Now, from behind, it looks like the guy's peeing.
Right.
So they go into public places, and they do this, and of course they've got cameras, and so the idea is, well, how do people react to a guy clearly peeing in public?
I'm going to guess no one cares.
Oh, people are very... They
people
care
are freaked
quite a bit
out,
about
really?
It. And what's most amusing is, in this prank, they specifically go to places where the police are, and they go and do this. So it would be a pretty amusing prank if they just did it on anybody, but it's really amusing because they go and they specifically target the cops for this prank. They want to see how the police are going to respond to it, and it gets them very...
They're going to charge them with sex offender status.
Well, if they were actually peeing, they could charge them with sex offender status, but they don't have their penis out. There's no actual urinating going on. So what happens usually is the cops will come up fairly aggressively. Like, in this video, the cops will literally, like, spin the guy around as roughly as they possibly can and put their hands on him and, like, grab him and shake him. And, like, they're very violent. And then they realize they've been had and that, they, you know, it's all just a joke.
And the water's going all over them.
I think at that point he's not doing that, because that could be considered assaulting an
officer.
That's
true. It could be.
At that point.
Yeah, I was glad to see in all the examples in the video, it seemed that the police immediately de-escalated when they realized what was going on. But
yeah, they cooled down, but it really showed that the cops were fuming mad at somebody doing that.
You think they'd be hesitant to grab somebody who's emitting a potential bodily fluid?
I feel like apparently guys not. Peeing outside, you know, like in the grass or whatever, on a tree, or why is that such a big deal if you're, like, being modest?
I tend to agree with you,
Allie. Their back's turned. They're looking down. I'm just not gonna look.
I think they're trying to protect women, so apparently you don't
from
need
what?
To be protected from men urinating in public. You feel like you're okay with
it.
What about the children, though, Allie? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract in Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want, whether you want to comment on urine-soaked elevators that will now be outfitted with $10,000 elevator urine detectors in Atlanta, or the Silk Road, the what appears to be new attack against the Silk Road by not just the federal government, but the Australian government. And apparently there's another man in Ireland that has been targeted. The administrators of the Silk Road are being targeted for arrest now. So whatever you want to discuss here, you're welcome to do that. Plus, Allie's going to tell us about sweatshops here in a moment. But I want to tell you about CryptoKit. KRYPTOKIT. CryptoKit.com. It is a free instant Bitcoin wallet, secure messaging system, Bitcoin news and charts, all rolled up into one easy-to-use Google Chrome browser extension. So again, it's only available for Chrome at the moment. It's the easiest and quickest Bitcoin wallet to set up. All you do is you open up CryptoKit for the first time, you move your mouse around the window, generate a random Bitcoin address, fund your wallet from any source, start making Bitcoin transactions on the fly, right from within your browser. No need for any software that's on, you know, online wallets. Those days are gone with CryptoKit.com. Its data is stored client-side, never sent to any servers, so CryptoKit doesn't know your password. They don't have access to your Bitcoins, and the code's open source, so anybody can go and check out their claims. You don't believe them? And you know programming? Go and read their code and see for yourself. Plus, CryptoKit has PGP encrypted messaging, which is super cool. If you are like me and you've been frustrated as hell with PGP, I find it so ridiculously annoying to send PGP messages to people. That's because it hasn't been easy, at least until now. CryptoKit makes it really easy to send, to encrypt and decrypt PGP messages. Also, you can just encrypt them and send them via email if you want to as well. They simplify the use of Bitcoin and may just be what's needed to bring Bitcoin to the masses. CryptoKit.com, it's a pretty handy tool. KRYPTOKit.com, and it's free. So go grab it and enjoy. So let's continue here. You, of course, can bring up anything. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Garrett, was there more that you wanted to say about the elevator situation? We pretty much wrapped that story out from Atlanta.
Yeah, sure. I think we covered it pretty well.
So, again, they are going to be installing $10,000 urine detection systems. I don't believe this is going to stop people from peeing in the elevators. I don't think it's going to
stop. How much is a Febreze plug-in? It's like $4. That's all you need.
The idea, I guess, is to try and reclaim some of these areas to make them into better touristy areas.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked up on the fact that they weren't being managed very well.
And they should privatize it, because we all know that when you have a commons area in which everyone's forced to pay for it and no one's really liable for any of it, then people just trash it because it's not theirs and they're not, and no, it's no one's incentive to take care of it really. And so they end up spending, what'd you say, $10,000?
$10,000 per detection device. Yeah.
Crazy.
And that is crazy. I mean, at that cost, you're almost to the point where you can hire somebody to run the elevator.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And if there's a guy there, then probably nobody's going to pee. But I don't think the detection system's going to stop anyone from urinating. I mean, even if they put big signs up. Because, first of all, the drunk bums who are doing this aren't going to know. They're not going to be paying attention to the news. They're not going to know this. Maybe if you put big signs up, some people would read the signs. But if they're S-face drunk, they're not going to pay attention to that.
Well, they're choosing not to disclose them now. They're not disclosing the locations of where they have
them. Right, so it's a secret.
Right. What if there's 30 people in the elevator and the alarm goes off? Right?
Like, how
are they going to prove? I mean, everyone's going to know that guy over in the corner who's drunk or homeless or whatever. But, like, really, and you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. They'd have to take all. They can't. What are they going to do? I don't even know how that would work legally.
I highly doubt many people are urinating while there are other people on the escalator or the elevator.
I don't know.
But
some people, when they get drunk.
Have you ever been on an Atlanta elevator while someone urinated? Let us know what that was like. 855 453. Talk about awkward.
I was at a bar one time, or a nightclub or something, and there was, like, in the women's bathroom, the stall was open, and there was some drunk old guy in there, like, peeing, and it was just embarrassing. Like, it just made me feel, like, really weird.
Do you think he was so wasted that he went into the wrong bathroom?
Yeah, that's
the
impression.
Or was he just, like, a pervert?
Like, no, I think it was, like, this guy doesn't know where he is, and that's what creeped me out. Like, if he was outside, and if I walked outside and he was, like, peeing outside, then at least, you know, it's like, makes sense. I could see why someone would choose to. But in the women's bathroom, like, with the stall open and everything, was just weird.
Let's go to the phones. David's on the line in Michigan, and you can bring up what you want. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Garrett, and Allie.
Hi, Ian. I just wanted to remind you, today is Secession Day. Today,
is it?
153 years ago today, South Carolina seceded from the Union.
Well, great. That's great news. I consider every day to be Secession Day, because every day is a good day to talk about secession.
Well, I think it should be a federal holiday.
Just the South Carolina Day, or just because of South Carolina? Why South Carolina?
Oh, because it was the first time in the U.S. history. My knowledge that a state seceded.
What about secessions that were crushed very quickly?
I'm not aware of those.
Because, like, the Whiskey Rebellion, would that count as a secession movement, or?
Well, I don't know that they were trying to secede. They just didn't want to pay the tax.
So you're calling from Michigan. Are you originally from South Carolina? Do you have any, you know, stake in that game down there?
I lived in South Carolina back in 1979.
Are you talking with relatives, with coworkers, family members about the ideas of secession?
Actually, I am. I just started a website, honoring the Old South and their secession movement. So
what's the site?
Kind of a long one. It's Confederate States of America. todaysnewsandreviews.com.
Yeah, that is pretty long. So, yeah. Are you hoping that the South will rise again, David?
Well, not necessarily the South, but just the whole idea of secession.
You know, I was having a conversation with some people, acquaintances, the other day about the Civil War, and I kind of decided in that conversation that in the context, like, in conversations you want to have with people you don't know very well, you don't know if they're on board with the idea of secession, that, like, don't even try to frame it in the context of the Civil War, because people have mm-hmm. just been taught so many things about history and slavery and that stuff about, you know, all the just horror stories about what slaves went through and how terrible the slave owners were. And the idea that the Civil War was all about slavery and the South wanting to keep, you know, the slave industry.
It's a mistaken idea.
Yeah, and you can maybe try to disprove that, but in the whole conversation, I think it's much better to bring up, for instance, like Texas, you know, where they had that big petition on the government We the People website, and the way Obama responded to that was he said he would respond to people who'd if they had enough signatures beyond a certain point, and
yep,
they had
right.
Wasn't it like overwhelming, like way more than they
yes.
even needed? And Obama's response was, we all know what happened last time someone tried to secede from the Union.
That's
so he's
right.
threatening to have another civil war, and this time it's not even about slavery, if someone wanted to frame it that way.
I agree with that. That's why I like the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence and how they're approaching the issue. They're talking about secession without actually using that word, because it does bring up these ideas in people's mind that really you don't want tainting the discussion if you can avoid them. Thanks, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and happy Secession Day. 855-450-FREE, that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. So talk about declaring independence. How about that? Rather than using the term secession, either way, anything that can bring up this topic to get people talking, I think is important. So we'll come back with more. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And of course you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. FreeTalkLive.com has features including our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast. The Federal Housing Administration is lowering its limit for qualifying loans more than $100,000 in some major areas. If you were considering getting an FHA loan, you should call Mortgage Minute Guy now. He can make sure that you get a ticket number that will give you 3 more months to get your loan. FHA loans are particularly desirable for a few reasons, among them a low down payment, and the loan is assumable upon sale by the buyer. Rates are great right now and are likely to go up in the future. Call MortgageMinuteGuy.com now at 866-288-0088. That's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. By the way, Allie is here courtesy of her show, ALP, and that stands for...
It stands for Awesome, Loving, and Positive, but actually each week we come with a new thing for it to stand for, depending on the topic, which we announce on the night of the show, which is Saturday nights.
So we don't get to know right now what your topic is.
Not yet. You have to tune in. That's on LRN.FM on Saturday from 11 to 1 Eastern.
Can you tease a guest? Will there be a guest who will be in with you tomorrow?
I don't think we're going to have a guest tomorrow.
Okay, so you and Ellen.
I was thinking about having a guest on. I was thinking about maybe having Stefan Molyneux on sometime.
Oh, okay.
Because I met him at Porkfest when he was on your show, Ian, mm-hmm. and he said, you know, that I could ask him to be on whenever I want. But
why not?
That was before I had ALP, so now I have an excuse to have him on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it'd be perfect. But I wanted to talk about Christmas tomorrow night, and that's what we will be talking about. And
I thought you weren't supposed to tell us what the topic was.
Well, not what the acronym will be for ALP.
Oh, okay.
No, I can tell you.
Good,
it's
I'm
about,
glad you can tell us the topic.
Yeah, it's about Christmas and more than just, you know, like factual knowledge, like boring facts about Christmas. I really want to talk about all the psychological manipulation that goes on for kids during Christmas.
Like lying about Santa Claus, that kind of thing?
Yeah, like lying about Santa Claus, and then throw in some interesting stuff about where some of the traditions come from.
Did your mom lie to you about Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
were you devastated when you found out?
I think it was it wasn't so much the lying necessarily that devastated me, but how I found out about it.
Was it at school?
No. I actually found out about it because one of the adults in my life was drunk and said it to me like in a really just like, guess what kind of way. And it was like a little traumatizing, like my world was falling down.
How old were you?
I think I was like second grade or something.
So you'll find out more about that if you listen to ALP, and you can do that over at ALPshow.com. The archives are there. Several weeks worth of the archives are all free. And Allie's also got her Facebook page, ALP Podcast, on Facebook.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Aaron's on the line in Pennsylvania. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Garrett, and Allie.
Hello, y'all.
Hey, Aaron.
I have a question. In Pennsylvania, we have state-run liquor stores.
Yes.
I look like I'm about 36. I like to think 24. But I go in the liquor store to get some wine. The limit up comes up to whatever, $30, $40. I hand him the new $100 bill. He takes it, he looks at me and says, oh, I can't take this $100 bill without your ID. Takes my ID, puts some paper out, the receipt thing, writes my ID number on it, puts it in the drawer, gives him my ID, cat gives him my change for $100.
Why would it matter that you're paying with $100? Why would that be warrant for asking for your ID? It doesn't make sense.
That's why I want to ask you and your listeners and find out. I Googled it. I talked to the bank. And I guess they're doing it all state-run liquor stores.
Huh. So, only for the new hundreds or any old hundred?
I don't know. I gave him a new hundred.
Hmm.
I mean, he didn't even really check the money out. My ID wrote it down, put it in the drawer.
Wow. I don't know. Maybe there's been some counterfeit attempts, and they're just trying to be cautious.
It's funny that this new counterfeit proof.
Counterfeitable.
Yeah.
Right. The idea is this new thing is it's less counterfeitable, yet they don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah. I don't know. Man.
Maybe instead of just buying one of those pens that you can use to check to see if it's real, instead they now just like look up your criminal history, come back to you, like they make a big deal about you paying with $100. I don't know. Was it one of those new hundreds that have the weird holograph on it?
Yeah, but I asked the bank, and they said they just had a store call the police on somebody who just got money from them because they used a 20 from 1985, and the store said it came back counterfeit. But, of course, the bank has a machine to check, so they went and cleared it up. But needless to say, you know, I figured I'd ask you. You got a lot of listeners. You all talk about Bitcoin all the time, so that was my premise. Maybe you have another caller. Somebody will let you know.
So the question is, what exactly?
Why would they ID when using the new $100 bill?
I don't know. It's crazy.
And actually write the driver's license number down.
Right. And I don't know. That's a great question. If anybody has any speculation, you can feel free to call in at 855-450-FREE. Aaron, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. Again, 855-450-FREE. Any speculation on why?
Well, some liquor stores will scan IDs, and they say that they're not usually recording that information or documenting it, but I suspect they are. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, writing something down, it seems like an old-fashioned way of keeping information if they are trying to keep tabs on people in some way.
Right, and I don't know.
They do that every time someone pays with $100? That just seems really stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense to me. Like, it'd be one thing if you were writing down every $100 bill that came in just because you were trying to find people laundering money or something ridiculous like that. But even then, it still just doesn't, compute for me. You're welcome to chime in here at 855-450-FREE or Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's change gears, Allie. You have a story about sweatshops.
That's right. Well, this is an editorial that I found. It's on the site panampost.com, and it's about sweatshops and the whole Baptist and the bootleggers dichotomy, and how a lot of the people who are anti-sweatshop don't realize that they're helping the huge corporations, which I think that they're fighting. So I just thought it was really interesting and good to bring up, because it relates to something that happened in April of this year. I'll start with the context of the article is that Ontario has announced this week that they are introducing an ethical sourcing policy for companies that bid on clothing contracts for Ontario civil servants. So people were anti-sweatshop people were protesting that, like, their uniforms were made with sweatshop labor.
So this, let me see if I'm understanding. You're saying the state in Ontario has made it now so that anybody who's selling the state uniforms, so like police, for instance,
right,
they have to be non-sweatshop locations for manufacturing.
Right.
Okay.
So, well, there's more regulations that are supposed to do that, right?
You're saying this is actually helping the crony capitalists somehow?
Well, yes. So we will get to that, but
yeah.
Before she does, she talks about how basically, you know, the whole idea, if you've never heard of this bootleggers and Baptists thing, the bootleggers, and I'm reading from the editorial now, as the story goes, will lobby politicians in favor of a Baptist demand to prohibit alcohol sales, since such regulation decreases the competition bootleggers face. By facilitating the passage of such legislations, politicians generate kickbacks for promoting the interests of the bootlegger lobby while posturing as guardians of the public welfare. So you have, like, you know, say you're in Alabama and you're a politician, you're saying that you're passing this alcohol prohibition legislation because, you know, it's in the interest of, like, the Baptists, and there's lots of Baptists in Alabama, so everyone thinks you're doing it for families. But really, you're doing, you know, but really the money that is funding this kind of lobbying for these laws is coming from bootleggers and people that benefit from the laws and who work around the laws.
We'll come back with more. Same thing with, like, tobacco companies arguing for regulations on e-cigarettes.
You see in all kinds of industries.
We'll come back with more detail, and Allie will share that, and your calls are welcome. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control here at Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. And enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Now, we've got a lot of archives there, but sometimes you want to get a little something different. Well, I would recommend the School Sucks Project. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and browse through their 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and more. SchoolSucksProject.com. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to SchoolSucksProject.com. And go and grab some of their archives. They're completely free. So, Allie, you were just barely scratching the surface of a story you wanted to share with us, an editorial piece about how it is that maybe some of these people who are so vehemently anti-sweatshop are actually, in point of fact, helping the crony capitalists.
Right. So this new policy by the Ontario government, and Ontario is in Canada, by the way, if you didn't know, is basically it's to ensure that the government there isn't using tax dollars to buy uniforms and garments that are that use sweatshop labor to make. And the article says the move, which has implications for garment workers across the Americas and around the world, brings Ontario in line with 20 Canadian municipalities, along with a host of jurisdictions in the United States that have introduced similar procurement policies. So this, they're not like the first ones to do this by any means. Labor unions, faith groups, and anti-sweatshop activists urged Canadian officials to adopt an ethical sourcing protocol in 2005, but the government was unresponsive to these demands until the collapse of a sweatshop in Bangladesh earlier this year, in April of this year. Thus, garment sourcing protocols back in the media spotlight. April collapse of the Rana Plaza factory in Bangladesh killed more than 1,100 workers and injured thousands of others. It's really awful if you look at pictures online of Rana Plaza. It's really scary. You can just see that the buildings collapse. There's people inside of it. you can just tell that this is, you know, a really scary situation for these people. It's difficult to imagine, the article says, that anyone could remain unmoved by the media coverage of the tragedy. Families grieving the loss of loved ones, survivors mourning deceased, co-workers, and a city and nation in shock, and around the world a sense of outrage that a factory supplying such well-known outlets as... I don't know some of these, Benetton, El Corte Inglés, JCPenney, and Walmart, was a poorly regulated death trap. In the aftermath of the Rana Plaza disaster, calls for more regulation
seemed
to offer a cathartic solve. So much so, to the apparent surprise of the Toronto Star reporter, who broke the story on Ontario's new ethical sourcing proposal, that even some of the province's biggest garment suppliers have joined the crusade. So he's surprised that the biggest garment suppliers are in favor of these regulations. Mm-hmm. To the economist, you know, it's not surprising because you see that in economies of scale or where basically the tools you need to, like, if I wanted to make a product, then, like, people who have a factory and these workers and these networks of people, they already have the systems in line. You know, they don't have to pay for that anymore. They already set that up. So they're an advantage I'd have to hire them. They already have all the things. Like, to go into competition with them, I don't have this, like, you know, huge production as they do. It's going to be cheaper for them to comply with regulations than it would be for people who are just getting into the market or smaller companies. So typically, bigger companies will support, you know, more well-off companies.
A lot of times they'll be grandfathered in, too. That's another factor. When you look at these regulations, in several instances, they will be written in a way that, oh, well, if you're new to the business, you have to jump through all these hoops. But all of us who've been in it for a while, we're just going to go ahead and grandfather ourselves in.
Well, of course, it's the attorneys who work for these major industries that are the ones writing the legislation. So they're like, this is how the business is going to change, and this is how the law is going to coincidentally change in the same exact way that our competitors won't know about until it's published.
The article says it should come to no surprise that the Uniform Group, the top private contractor supplying garments to the Ontario government, has come out in favor of the province's new ethical sourcing protocol, precisely at a time when the owner, Joe Vaccari, admits that his competition is turning to sweatshop labor overseas. Among the garments Vaccari sells to the province are Canadian-manufactured tunics at a cost of Canadian $200 each, or about three times the monthly wage of a garment worker in Bangladesh. And I think the only reason the article writer threw that in is because a lot of times these anti-sweatshop people will compare the price of the product they're producing, like what it ends up selling for in stores, to how much wages they make, as if that's related.
Why is that unfair? Why do you object?
I don't think it's unfair. I think that they're just doing the same, like showing the same thing, that if it's...
Well, it's apples to oranges, right? I mean, if you complain about the ticket price of the item and then compare that to what the person is making, the thing they're not factoring in is that money, you know, a few dollars here is worth a hell of a lot more to those people.
Right.
So they don't usually talk about that.
I don't think it's fair when the anti-sweatshop people do it, so it's not really... So I think that what they're saying is that... what the article writer is saying is that, well, if basically all the government contracts now goes to this Uniform Group, which doesn't use sweatshop labor, then it's not going to, like, if you think about it, all these Bangladesh people are going to lose their jobs. And before they were making money and, you know, they might have been getting $200 garments and people might have seen that difference and said, that's not fair. But now they don't have a job and... You know,
they're going to have to go back up to the farm or wherever, or homeless or whatever it was they were doing before the job, right?
Right. The sweatshop, you know, it's going to cost more to outfit the civil servants in Ontario now because of this. There's no sweatshop labor, and it doesn't make the people in Bangladesh any better off, because when you talk about sweatshops, it's kind of confusing what people even mean who are anti-sweatshop. I think that's useful information to get when people are complaining about it, because everything's relative, right? So when people say, well, sweatshop is places where the workers are, it's relative to the United States. Like, the wages are low, but mm-hmm. they're comparing that to the United States wages.
They're working long hours.
Their working conditions are poor quality compared to United States jobs. But it's not clear ever when they're comparing it to the people in that country, their peers, they're talking about the sweatshop laborers.
How are they doing in comparison to a farmer?
In almost every case, the people who are working in sweatshops have like the much better jobs. It's like complaining about someone who makes, I don't know, $300,000 a year in the United States and saying that's not fair. Like as if some, you know, aliens came down. If someone who had much higher standard of living was complaining about,
well, these are the kind of people who want to magically wave a wand and they want to make everybody, you know, the same, right? That's kind of the stated goal here, is we want these workers in these other countries to have the same benefits as all the workers in the U.S. And not only that, we want the workers in the U.S. to make $20 an hour instead of $7 an hour. It's the same group of people that are constantly advocating for these things. And I can understand. I mean, it sucks to get paid a low wage. You're not making a whole lot in your job, Allie. It's a tough life. And so these people want what's best for people. They want better working conditions. They want better, better pay for folks. You can't fault them for wanting those things, but they just don't understand that you can't legislate into existence fairness or better conditions.
Well, it points to a simplification of the issue, the use of the word sweatshop in itself is a buzzword. Like, I've heard it used to mean places that employ child labor, and some people are opposed to any form of child labor. I think it would be best if it was specifically applied to places where there was poor working conditions, which I think are worth talking about and analyzing. But the idea that child labor in and of itself would be somehow abusive or exploitative, that's not something I agree with.
The thing about the child labor argument is it almost feels like, oh, they got me. Like, how could I ever support the idea of a child working in some kind of factory with needles and stuff? And, it makes you sad to think about that the child could have made your sneakers or what have you. But if you look at the, like, next best alternative, you know, if you take away someone's choice, then they go to the next best thing. And for a lot of kids in these countries, that's what it is. It's prostitution or something, you know, worse.
Absolutely. So I support getting rid of child labor laws here in the U.S. I think that there's a major trend towards immaturity because young people aren't allowed to strike out on their own, go and get a job at an early age and build maturity. I know I consider myself to be much more mature after I got my first gig. And, you know, I was working for Kmart at the time. Hey, by the way, BitcoinStore.com is where you can go to get over 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. You want to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items, they can do it for you at 0% markup. So you're probably going to get the best deal on the Internet. Electronics, electronic parts, computer parts, BitcoinStore.com. Go there. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.